Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUC News. The Claymont School District is being proactive to address stress or anxiety for youth experience. The high school recently purchased Mustang, a facility dog, which will visit with students and faculty. English language arts teacher and Mustang's handler, Heather Dotz, explains that a communications class decided to make a class project to research ways to reduce school stress and to improve the overall atmosphere.
It actually began in 2015, and that was the year that Ohio made some changes to our state standardized test. They increased the rigor. They also transitioned from pencil paper tests to online testing. In that year, many students as well as teachers experienced anxiety and worry.
The purchase and training of Mustang was $3,000, which was provided by community individuals. For future costs, such as food and supplies, Dots will consume the cost, but they are looking to have fundraisers. She points out that while a dog specifically is not needed, however, there is a need to address the increasing instances of anxiety and stress associated with school.
Research has shown that the presence of a facility dog has many benefits. The simple act of petting a dog can decrease blood pressure, it can reduce stress, lower cholesterol, and beyond that, a school facility dog can improve classroom performance by acting as a motivator.
Mustang's home base will be at Claymont High School, but the hope is for him to travel to other buildings in the district. Dot says that a group of students are training to be student handlers,
so that he will have an opportunity to maybe serve as a reading retriever for our younger students, and we have plans and work to take him to our local hospital as well as some nursing homes. So we want to get our students out there in service roles with Mustang.
Dots notes that Mustang is different from a service dog since he is at the school to bring smiles and not to help someone with a disability. A United States senator is voicing his opinion on how two U.S. departments should increase efforts to protect unaccompanied minors from abuse and human trafficking. Trafficking can be anything from forced labor to sexual exploitation. At a hearing, Rob Portman remarked to the United States Department of Health and Human Services and the United States Department of Homeland Security about the lack of protection children or unaccompanied minors have when crossing the border. This was highlighted when eight minors crossed our southern border when DHS picked them up and transferred them to HHS.
HHS was then supposed to place these children with sponsors who would keep them safe until they could go through the appropriate immigration legal proceedings. That didn't happen. What did happen is that HHS released these children back into the custody of those human traffickers without vetting them.
HHS then placed these eight children back with the traffickers, who then took them to an egg farm in Marion, Ohio,
where these children lived in squalid conditions and were forced to work 12 hours a day, 6-7 days a week for more than a year. The traffickers threatened the children and their families with physical harm and even death if the children didn't perform these long hours.
Senator Portman emphasized the lack of cooperation from the DHS and HHS since both groups failed to a detailed joint concept of operations, which would list ways the agencies could fix the problems. He notes they care about the JCO because it's a plan that should be in place to protect these children.
We care because the Government Accountability Office has said that DHS has sent children to the wrong facility because of miscommunications with HHS and because of other concerns. We care because the agencies themselves thought it was important enough to set a deadline for the JCO. We care because these kids, regardless of their immigration status, deserve to be properly treated, not abused or trafficked.
He focused on two issues, the first being human decency and the duty to ensure unaccompanied children are not abused. The second related to the rule of law and how the immigration system needs to be fixed. And turning over to your state news, a drive-by shooting in Akron has left three people wounded. Police say the victims were talking outside a home in the city Saturday evening when they were shot. Responding officers found a 53-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they later learned a 22-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman had arrived at the hospital with gunshot wounds. Their injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. And turning over to sports, the Cavs were dominated in Boston during Game 1, 108-83, the final score. LeBron James only had 15 points and Kevin Love added 17. Game 2 is tomorrow night. This evening is Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Golden State at Houston. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. The Indians topped the Royals 11-2. The Tribe was powered by 15 hits, three of them being home runs. Corey Kluber picked up the win. Tonight, Cleveland is at Detroit beginning at 7:10. News This Morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop again today, especially towards midday and early this afternoon. Clouds, some sunshine, humid with a high near 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with areas of fog, low of 67. Staying unsettled Tuesday, mostly cloudy and humid. Showers and thunderstorms more numerous in the afternoon. High temperature in the lower 80s. Lower threat of a thunderstorm Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, you can log on to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.